First let me say to you, I can't always see you.
Hello, welcome to Relationship Tip with Dave. So today I'll be talking about what I call the service system. Yeah, basically the world operates on a service system. So I'm looking for the best way to explain this. In the world, everything was created to provide service to something else. That means the way the world is created, nothing is meant to self-service itself. Yeah, there's nothing created in with the concept of self-service. So let's start. Let me use the analogy of a mobile phone. We have a mobile phone. Now, the purpose of a mobile phone is for communication. But the mobile phone has so many things serving it in order to carry out its function and purpose. We start with the SIM card. Now, the SIM card from the network is what provides the real communication ability, which is the network, the mobile network. Now, the mobile network is what gives you the access to make a phone call, to send a text message, to have data. But you understand something. The phone also has what services it. Now, let's look at the word battery. The battery services the phone and powers it up. The battery on its own is useless. The phone without the battery on its own is useless. The phone without the SIM card on its own is useless. The SIM card on its own, it's useless. But you see, these components coming together to provide service for each other helps them fulfill a purpose. So the battery serves electricity or form of power to the mobile phone. But this battery also has something that services it. The charger. Now, the charger is what brings the electricity current into the phone and helps it charge the battery. Yeah, so on its own, a battery would run dead and would not be able to sustain itself. So it also has something else that services it. Now, we could go on and on and on. What services the charger? It's the socket you get to plug it to that provides the electricity. So that's how the world system is created. Something is always created to serve something. So even as humans, we follow the same principle. So this same thing would help us in our relationships with humans to understand that there is a difference between the life of providing service and slavery. Now, service is you offering value for something in return, offering a particular value for something. Yeah, you get something in return when you offer the value. But slavery is being compelled with force or coercion to carry out your service. So it's not willing, and you don't get value from what you offer. So how does human relationship work with this? The reality of life is, for every relationship we are in, there is a role for service in every form of relationship. Let me start with the life of a mother and a child. A mother gives birth to a child. The mother provides services. Motherhood is a service. It's not a title claim. The mother provides service for this child right from conception to hosting the pregnancy to delivery and all through treating this child, bringing up this child. It's the mother providing services. So the mother keeps on giving, provides service. Now she gets joy and fulfillment in return from the happiness and the growth of her child. But you see, you know what? She is providing service. And someday the child grows up and is gradually learning the skills of independence. Yeah, there's a skill towards being independent, being on your own. It all starts from the little things we ignore. teaching a child how to sweep, teaching a child how to wash plates. Now it looks like you are forcing you to do chores or you are doing something for the people. It's a skill that you gradually learn to for self-sustainability, for independence. So the child starts providing services too. So these services the child provides help to put the relationship in shape. Like we would say all the time, relationship is a give, take, give, take, give, take. So there has to be a point of reception and a point of giving. And that's where services come in. See, our life is a life of service. It's not just in relationships, even at work. For every job you are employed to do, it's because you are offering a service and getting a reward or remuneration for the service you are offering. So what is the service all about? So you understand, you should understand that we give something in form of service and we get something in form of remuneration. So whatever system you cannot serve cannot reward you. Whatever system that you can't serve has no reward. That is how the balance works. So in a relationship and all you want to do is control, give orders, all you want to do is receive, all you want to do is demand, all you want to do is push around. It doesn't work that way. Relationships also follow the system of service. You know, it's hard to say, but I ask myself a whole lot of questions. And before going in a relationship, I will ask myself, what do I have to offer this person? What is in my life that this person needs to survive? There is always something you have to offer. Now, another funny law of service is you cannot offer what somebody does not need. You will not be rewarded. So if you think there is a need in someone's life and you're offering a service for it, you get rewarded. But imagine if the person doesn't have a need for it and you're pushing that service. Now imagine a world where there is uninterrupted power supply and as a service provider, you're providing generating sets. There's nothing, you would not sell. You will not get value. You will not get rewarded for your service. But imagine in a world where there is no electricity supply or epileptic electricity supply, like the cases in Nigeria. You see, generating sets becomes a big business. Alternative power supply becomes a big business. Why? Because there is a need for the service. So in our life relationships, there is always a need for our relationships. There is always something you have that you can give that the other person needs. And there's also something the other person has that she can or he can give that you also need. So you can see, running away from a relationship because you don't want to serve, it's wrong. In fact, it's suicide, because that's the way the world system works. That's the way life system is patterned. There is nothing that serves itself. Not even the sun. The sun produces light, produces solar energy, produces all of this. It doesn't produce it for itself. It produces it for humans, for plants, for even the plants that grow. It's not for themselves. They are serving other people. Animals. It's not for self-service. Come on, some people are the ones consuming them. Some people are the ones having them as pets. So everything that was created or that is being created is to provide service to something else. So you are quitting your job because you feel I cannot be saying yes ma, yes sir to somebody. I cannot do this. I cannot do that. Oh, I cannot always be under the control of someone because you don't want to serve someone. Okay, that's no problem. See, when you have that kind of mindset and you go into a business, you would feel it's a wrong reason to start up a business. See, you should start up a business because you want to serve. you have a solution to give. And every entrepreneur is serving humanity, serving its customers. So because you feel your boss talks to you anyhow, you don't want to work for anybody again. So you want to start up a business. So who told you your customers will not talk to you anyhow? Because trust me, you are serving them. So your CEO is like in form of your customer who rewards you for your service. So you start up your own business and your customer talks to you anyhow and insults you. And you know this rule about customer service and satisfaction, a customer is always right. So there's nothing you can say back. And you also want to quit being an entrepreneur because of that. See, the word entrepreneur is you're like a service provider. So you are serving the consumer, you're serving your customer. The same principle that works for entrepreneurs getting value. It's the same principle that works for those who work for the entrepreneurs to get value. Yeah, so the same way the customer can shout, yell, scream, it's the same way your boss in the office would. So you understand that the world works with a service system. Everything survives with that. While you are serving your entrepreneur, your boss is also serving either the board of directors, your customers. See, it is a circle. So let's not just start at the point of one circle and make rash decisions just because we don't want to serve. Now, having said all of this, service is part of the human system. Service is part of the human survival. But I must warn us, there is a thin line between service and slavery. Don't serve a system that does not reward you. Don't serve a system that does not reward you. I gave the example of the mobile phone, and I said the battery serves the mobile phone. It gives its energy to the mobile phone, but the battery also gets value from a charger that serves it and also replenishes it. So don't serve a system that does not reward you. You would gradually go into slavery. You're in a relationship, you are giving. The person must have something to give back to you. It's a relationship. Whether it be romantic, whether it be friendship, whatever destination the ship is going, there must be a rewarding system. Rewarding systems are important. Without a rewarding system, there will be frustration. So you're working for a boss. He must be able to reward you. That's why there are salaries. That's why there are incentives. That's why there are remuneration packages. Reward system must be built to encourage service. So you're an entrepreneur, you're selling goods or you're providing services. Your customer should pay. When your customers do not pay for those services, you get discouraged, you go out of business. So services must be rewarded. I want to touch this part. Even there are so many people going to apprenticeship. These are all forms of relationship, to work relationship, life relationships, apprenticeship. Now, for you going into apprenticeship, you should only learn from someone who has a track record of rewarding efforts, of rewarding other apprentices. Don't go serve somebody who has never rewarded people who have served them in the past. Some people have a trademark for not rewarding efforts. Come on, you will be frustrated. So reward is very, very essential. Reward is very, very essential. It's part of what makes service enjoyable. It's what makes it go. Some rewards are instantaneous. Some rewards are over time. Some are durational. But you understand what the world runs, a service system. So understand the service you're giving in whatever form of relationship you are. Thank you for today's episode. I hope we learned something that would help us relate better. Have a lovely day. Bye. First, let me salute.